they did not come outside. They did not as much as acknowledge it at all. And it was very, very devastating for us, especially the elderly and the young who travelled all the way from Tory Island to come down and be there outside. And it's just shocking. It's shocking to see how little our island is being appreciated or looked after at all. Like, the Minister of the State, it's his job to look after all the Gaeltachts and all the islands. We are a Gaeltacht and an island. We are one of the last few Irish-speaking islands off Ireland, and they should be trying to preserve it and trying to put us first and to protect us and to secure our future, instead of trying to protect this contract that was made with such little thought, that it was signed with such little thought, that they should be we should be the priority here, not any contract. And what's next is either everyone is going to leave the island and the island is going to be in darkness from the 1st of April onwards. They need to come up with a short-term plan for us. The long-term plan, we were delighted to see that he put us in the 2040 plan and that Tory will get a purpose-built ferry in 22 years' time. Right now, we need a short-term plan, one that's going to be suitable for us and for our safety.